Chapter 1. Off on the Duties of the Clergy. Book the Second. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. On the Duties of the Clergy by St. Ambrose. Book the Second. Chapter 1. Happiness in life is to be gained by living virtuously, inasmuch as thus a Christian, whilst despising glory and the favor of men, desires to please God alone in what he does. In the first book we spoke of the duties which we thought befitted a virtuous life, whereon no one has ever doubted but that a blessed life, which the Scripture calls eternal life, depends. So great is the splendor of a virtuous life, that a peaceful conscience and a calm innocence work out a happy life. And as the risen sun hides the globe of the moon and the light of the stars, so the brightness of a virtuous life, where it glitters in true pure glory, casts into the shade all other things which, according to the desires of the body, are considered to be good, or are reckoned in the eyes of the world to be great and noble. Blessed plainly is that life, which is not valued at the estimation of outsiders, but is known as judge of itself, by its own inner feelings. It needs no popular opinion as its reward in any way, nor has it any fear of punishments. Thus, the less it strives for glory, the more it rises above it. For to those who seek for glory, that reward in the shape of present things is but a shadow of future ones, and is a hindrance to eternal life, as it is written in the Scriptures, "Verily I say unto you, they have received their reward." This is said of those who, as it were, with the sound of a trumpet desire to make known to all the world the liberality they exercise towards the poor. It is the same, too, in the case of fasting, which is done for but outward show. "They have," he says, "their reward." It therefore belongs to a virtuous life to show mercy and to fast in secret, that thou mayest seem to be seeking a reward from thy God alone and not from men. For he who seeks it from man has his reward, but he who seeks it from God has eternal life, which none can give but the Lord of eternity, as it is said, "Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Wherefore, the Scripture plainly has called that life which is blessed eternal life. It has not been left to the appraised according to man's ideas on the subject, but has been entrusted to the divine judgment. End of chapter 1.